Okay. So we're at the Naked Beach. And I'm not sure if people can hear me or not. They've got the headphones on. I was listening to Adam Curry's Daily Soscom from a few days ago. I am completely and wholeheartedly naked. And I think I must be the only person on this beach who doesn't shave their pubic hair. So I'm a little self-conscious. But fortunately, there are not too many lesbians in this part of the beach. I'm mostly surrounded by gay men with enormous penises. And but most of them are fat at the same time, so I feel right at home. And what else? That's all. I feel really self-conscious here. So I'll see you later. Or not. No, it looks like I'm talking on the cell phone. I can talk. So, let's see. There's the guy with the hairy ass. He's giving me a beaver shot. He's, I forget his name. He used to work at the Bay store. I'm like, and then we have, now what happens here at the gay beach, it's very interesting, is that a lot of gay men will lie on their stomachs and sort of rub themselves against whatever they're lying on, and then when they get an erection, they will turn over and show it off, and then go in the water after they're embarrassed enough, or need to be doused, I'm not sure. I don't know what else. I don't know when I'm leaving. I still haven't gone to see the accountant. I keep blowing it off. It's gorgeous weather. 75, no, it must be 80 degrees. Miami Beach, at the new beach. I'm not going to tell you where it is, because I don't want to spoil it, but there's hundreds of people here. And, I don't know. All right, that's enough.
Yo, Max, baby, I love your show. You're the bomb diggity. My girl's got something to say to you, too. I love you. You're so hot.
Hello, gentle audience. I am now leaving the Walmart. Yes, I went to the Walmart, and that was, I'm pretty sure that was the first time I've ever been to one. But you will be relieved to know that I, instead of purchasing anything there, I purchased nothing and terrorized the store. Well, not really terrorized, but I purposely went into a line that was closed with the dog leash and bones that I was going to buy for the dogs, obviously. And when the lady said, the register, I'm sorry, this register's closed, because she was ringing up the person in front of me, I said, okay. And I just left my stuff on the conveyor belts and walked out. I told her I'd come back another day. So, you know, which is good, because I was feeling so horrible for purchasing at this, anything at this satanic store. Evil, evil place. And, you know, from what I heard about Walmart, it's such a wonderful, successful store. I thought, oh, it's going to be gorgeous inside, but it's just an ugly, nasty, crappy Kmart. Just nasty. With tacky, horrible people that don't know how to dress. Just ugly, ugly. It's basically the Jerry Springer Show. So I'm getting in my clitoris. Let's put this. Yeah, I'll put my goddamn seatbelt on. But listen, all right, I'm taking the goddamn headphones off. Now I have to speak another language, or at least attempt to for a moment. Now you, obviously, if you don't understand what I'm talking about, you have to listen to it anyway. Don't you dare skip through this. Is this thing on? Yes. Attensi, attensi. Attensi, slurry source, duck slurry, in fashion slurry. Ik ben yeast slurry, yeasty slurry. Erst a ding. De username dat je meegeven, niet werk. Twee. Ik spreek genoeg Nederlands dat ik weet wat je wat je zegt aan mij. Dit is niet goed Nederlands. Het is je wil dat ik zeggen dat ik ben een heel vat mensen heel Fatman in wil naar Burger King gegaan. Dat is niet zo. Ik ben een wat vrouw. Zo, je bent niet, je bent raar. Is niet leuk, niet aardig. Ja, ik heb een man nodig, een Nederlandse man nodig met een grote pik. Niet een eikel met een kleintje pik. Maar ik hou van de Nederlandse man omdat zij hebben de grootste pik in de hele wereld. Niet in pot, maar ik ben in pot, maar ik moet een man hebben. Een man met een grote pik. Klop je dat? Ja. Okay. Sorry, everybody else. That was a message to the lovely people over at the Slurry Source. That means, that's how you say hello in Dutch, actually. So, if you want anybody, if you go to Amsterdam and you want to say hello to somebody, just to be friendly, say, you, let's see, you might want to write this down. Je bent een slurry. Je bent een slurry. You bent and slurry. So if you see an old lady and she's in smiling at you in the grocery store, you go up to her and you say, you bent and slurry. Or if you want to be more formal, if you see somebody who looks, say, in a business suit, then you say to the gentleman, you say, good wife. That's good wife. Good wife. Just keep practicing. Now, I know a lot of you like to go to Amsterdam to smoke pot. So what I suggest is to smoke pot, and then when you go to buy something at the bar. No, don't say this to the hash person because they don't like to talk. But when you talk to the person who makes the drinks, just say, "Good wife, je bent slurry." Just said, try. I don't know. Maybe that's not the right accent, but I think they'll understand. And they'll understand. And what they'll do is they'll give you two coffees for free. They will. All right. So I didn't go to the Walmart, and I'm in the, I don't know where. I'm in Broward County. I don't know where the fuck I am. I need food. Bye.
Hello, everybody. Jason Weinstein here with another edition of French Bread Radio.
Play the song. Oh, that's nice.
I think you can tell by those dulcet tones that I better get this show on the road.
Yeah, but you really don't have anything to say, do you? So shut up.
Well, I guess you're right. So that's it, everybody. The first edition of French Bread Radio. Having nothing to do with Yeast Radio. I was not inspired by anybody. Jason Weinstein is, in fact, my real name and not Jason Smith at all.
So don't bother visiting jasonsmith.com because you won't find anything there except my photography and my real name and all that.
Can I help you?
Hi, can I get a... do you have shakes?
I believe so, yes.
Yeah, can I have a shake and a Dolce de Lezzi cheesecake?
Okay, so one cheesecake.
Mm-hmm.
And what kind of shake?
Small vanilla.
Anything else, sir?
That's all. Thank you.
$2.74. Thank you.
So, you know, for a while now, I've been trying to look for... I think I mentioned this before when I was talking about the shyster on Lincoln Road. But, yeah, I've been looking to get a camera for Gussie Iskowitz. And I'm thinking this Canon ELF 200, S200 or something like that. But it's like $250 or something. By the way, if anybody has advice... Sorry, I'm going to sneeze, I think. If anybody has advice for me on this, I'd appreciate it. But that's the camera I'm thinking. And so I go, you know, I've been looking around. And it's like, I want to buy the camera. I know I want the camera. And it's pretty much $250 everywhere. Fine. But nobody will, like, do... All I need is somebody to sell it to me without repelling me. But it just doesn't happen. So I go to the Apple store here. I'm just leaving the Adventure Mall full of little... horrible. High school mall girls wearing tight pants and pimples. It's just awful. God, I hate that shit. So I suffer then. I finally find the Apple store. I look, and it's just, you know, I'm spoiled because I live near the one on Michigan Avenue, which is gorgeous. The men there are gorgeous. Not that I look at men. I like women, of course, because I'm a lesbian, but the men are gorgeous. And so I go in there, and I see the camera. They have the SD200. And I ask the guy, how much is it? Of course, I have to pry him away from his standing around doing nothing. And he says, oh, it's $250, I think. And I say, well, can you find out? Okay, yeah. But no, before that, I said, so do you still have the 10% discount for .Mac subscribers? I don't know. Well, can you go check? So, okay, so he goes to check. He comes back, no, we don't have that anymore. So, okay, so you're not, there's no discounts? Yeah, because I'm thinking 10%. I know Apple. I know that in Michigan they would give me 10%. They would ask me if I have a business or something, which I do. You know, I could get the discount. So, so then I see that they have that Epson photo printer, which I thought would be nice. So I said, well, how much would it be? Would you give me a discount if I get both of these? No. I said, okay, well then, thank you. I'm not going to buy it then. He's like, okay. So that's the Apple Store at Aventura Mall. Totally, totally worthless. Anyway, that's all for now.
Hi, Madge. This is recording artist Caspian calling from Minneapolis. I'm actually a friend of Wanda Wisdom, local sober drag queen extraordinaire. I was the one singing into your voicemail with Wanda the other day. Anyway, I just wanted to call in and let you know that because of Wanda Wisdom, I am now an official Madge Weinstein fan. And that I particularly enjoyed listening to your travelogue across the Bible Belt. And despite what some listeners might say, I think the audio quality of your wireless iRiver microphone had nothing to do with the quality of your show. I could understand every word you said. Who cares about the quality of the mic? Besides, it gave your travels through the dirty South a gritty edge they might not have otherwise had. Keep on rocking with your bad lesbian self. This is recording artist Caspian from Minneapolis. Over and out.
Freaky ass, thick ass technique. So pick, it's about to get dick. Just kick your third eye wide open. Don't let your eyeballs slip. The next step is the jet. Let's tell these niggas what's up. Cause we get freaky, J. No, you can't get with me. Save yourself the trouble. Step back black and don't even bother. Words so sharp and swift, they can't cough you like I'm your father.
Hey, yo, who's on the microphone?
Flow and get down with this. I'm pulling out my mic, spitting off some raps of this. I got an old rep, so son, you better slide out. Cause when I'm flipping, I'll be ripping your pride out. So-called gangsters play roles like in the movies. Ought to say that, get way back. You could never do me. I'm real as they come. I beat you numb with my vocal tones. Words hit like aluminum bats to your dome. No charges against me cause I'm jumping the lawman. Oh man. Punks should cancel our plans as the invincible principal gang is getting bigger, saying peace to the heads. They're rolling with a bunch of niggas.
Hey, yo, hoots on the microphone. Hey, yo, hoots on the microphone. Hey, yo, hoots on the microphone. I got my cruiser where the niggas better leave us alone.
Like, yo, beg your pardon, world. But I put one to the head, now the folks sit starting. Fine, so I headline for the public. Get mine, cause my rap subjects packed with potential, plus the versatile elements to quench your sense. I get down, so chill the mental. Rhyme pro, I'm Rob O, the super spectacular brown skin trooper from Africa. Blowing up so it's impossible to fix. See the highlight and fly right and don't give a. I split when it's through and it's skip with the Guinness crew and give a shout out to my uptown crew. It's still a break.
Hey, yo, who's on the microphone? Hey, yo, who's on the microphone? Ex-drug dealer, huh? When I hit you with the blow of death, I leave nothing left. I cook you up so quick, they call me Biggie Smalls' chef. My bird is to my left, I'm not the type to fight. I'm blowing up quick like a stick of dynamite. So call 911, Biggie's got a gun. The gat's to your back, I'm smoking.
the house, huh? A bunch of niggas. Yo, hoots on the microphone. Hey, yo, hoots on the microphone. Hey, yo, hoots on the microphone. I got my crews of other niggas, better leave us alone.
Hello, hi. Hello, hello, how you doing? Hi. Hello, hi, hey, how you doing? Voltronic. Watch the vibes coming with the bad ultrasonic. The topic is the rocket, wacky niggas need to stop it. Because you sound busted and you're gonna get the comic. You want some? Yes, I know you want the mother talent. So you can juice up and emotionally get wicked. Stick it in your brain that you watch a nigga kick it. Ooh, ha, yo, be busted rhyme, be bugging, never mugging. Only loving and hugging my niggas. As we get bigger, we come diesel as masculine figures. And the one less, we get a thicker with a bunch of niggas.
A bunch of niggas. Hoops on the microphone.
A bunch of niggas.
Hey, yo, hoops on the microphone.
By the way, I also have to say, you know, I'm driving in Florida. I just have to say that while the weather is gorgeous, Florida sucks ass. I mean, this state sucks. I have never seen more of these goddamn yellow ribbon, you know, false bullshit superficiality. And it figures that this is the place where that monster serial killer came from and all kinds of other trailer park freaks from hell. This is an awful, awful state. With all their fucking pro-life shit and just stupidity abounds here. You know, where there's Bush, there's dumb. Oh, by the way, let me turn this radio down. By the way, I saw Kill Bill 2 last night, or at least the second half of it, because I was watching it on the HD TV at Gussie's. Now, I've never seen the first Kill Bill. And I liked Kill Bill 2, but I have to say that it seemed to me that all the actors and most likely the director and the screenwriter were probably all on heroin. Just has that feel to it, not that I know. And Uma Thurman looked just like this. She looked like a street whore from hell. She looked horrible, like this junkie. She looks like the kind of woman you see begging for change. And I don't believe that that was how... I think they were doing makeup to hide that, not to cause that. I think they were trying to make her look good, but she looks like she's been shooting heroin nonstop. It looked to me like everybody who's in the production involved in the production of that film was extremely junk high. Bye. And by the way, oh yeah, this iRiver. I'm still using the iRiver with the built-in condenser mic. So, you know, sorry for whoever was having issues with that and wanted me to use the handheld while I'm driving, but even if I were to do that for the sake of sound quality, the problem is that I would not be able to capture as much as I'm able to capture. You see, when it's easy to push the button and record, I'm more likely to do it. It's that simple.
She got one hand on the wheel, another on a Twinkie. Madge Weinstein, Madge Weinstein, on the road with Yeast Radio. Madge Weinstein, Madge Weinstein, little Chauncey sitting in the back seat. Beef jerky, beef jerky. Have you ever been on the road with Madge Weinstein?
Why did it come down there?
Well, it's there in the corner of that. On the Easterly video.
I'm very excited at the moment because I'm at home and I'm getting dressed up, ready to go on a special night out. I'm having a little trouble finding a girlfriend at the moment. Well, I've always had trouble finding a girlfriend. Sadly, the Equal Opportunity Scheme helps me get a job, but they won't help me get a girlfriend. But when I saw an advert in the newspaper yesterday for something called speed dating, it has nothing to do with drugging them. It says I can meet new people fast. There we go. Are you lonely? Would you like to meet new friends? Yeah. or would you just like to have a fun night out? Then try speed dating. It's the number one craze that's sweeping the UK. Well, I went shopping today and bought a new waistcoat with a nice picture of a parrot on. Hopefully the pretty girls will like it and want to make love to me. I'll be bringing my phone with me so I can record what's happening, Madge. And then it will be a kind of report for your show. Right, it's quarter to seven. I've just got off the bus and I'm right outside the hall. It's freezing out here. I've got the registration start in 15 minutes. I've got £20 ready, but I can't go in just yet because I've got a real stonker on, so I'm just waiting for that to go down. It's now 10 past and it's still quite hard. I shouldn't have worn these stupid jeans. It's really sticking out, obviously. There's a lot of nice ladies going through the door, though. So hopefully I'll be able to pick one that I really like. I've got in, and I'm in the toilet at the moment. I've paid my registration fee and filled in a form, a speed dating form. I have to be back in 5 minutes' time when I get to meet the girls. Very excited. This place is swarming with pretty girls of the opposite sex. I'll try and record what's going on. Hey. Well, that was disappointing. I'm back in the toilets again to clean myself up. I couldn't hear properly when talking to any of the girls, and I keep getting very nervous and very clammy. Sweating like a rapist at the moment, and it's very noticeable under my armpits and then my lummy. If you get any advice about nerves, Madge, that would help me a lot. I met a couple of nice ones which I'd like to take home, but they laugh quite a lot. I can't stand what they're saying, but I could see down the top, which is nice. You can save money on expensive drinks by bringing your own cans of orange juice and Ribena. Hide them in your pocket. Hiya. Well, it's 10 o'clock. I've left the event. I'm just outside now and not very impressed at all. I got to speak to 18 girls. That nothing happened. The voting system at the end, all the ones I was after didn't vote for me. I didn't get any votes at all. The man at the table gave me a free ticket next to you for the next event in a fortnight, but I'm not sure I'll go. I'm finding it very hard to speak to girls. I get very tongue-tied and hot, Madge. I guess the speed dating isn't for me, but I'm not sure how else I can get a girlfriend. Maybe drugging them might be a better option, I don't know. Right, I was on my way home. I've just seen one of the girls who was at tonight's speed dating event, and I'm following her home. She keeps crossing the road all the time. I'll try and talk to her once I've caught up with her, but my limp, it's very hard to catch up. Well, that was that. She started running away, but when she got worn out, I managed to speak to her. I didn't get her name. When I offered to go on a date, she said that we've got nothing in common and to leave her alone. That's rubbish. We've got to speed dating in common. We're both young, both walking home alone in the dark, panting. Anyway, she's got on the taxi now. She's probably kicking herself. This is her loss. I'm going to go home now, and I should be home in time for the 10-minute preview before they scramble the channel. Hopefully, Madge, you've got some advice on getting a girlfriend for me. Goodbye, Madge. We'll be right back.
Yeast Radio production.